Can you talk a little bit about what you reported yesterday in terms of neuropathy and what kinds of strategies are being looked at right now to maybe reduce that?
So in the adjuvant setting, there is only one thing, is to reduce the number of cycles. It's more advanced in the patients with metastatic disease, the way to reduce the neuropathy.
How exactly do you make that decision in the adjuvant setting? What is your criteria to hold or discontinue oxaliplatin? And does it change based on the patient's age or whether they have diabetes or some other problem?
No, it will be directed with the individual risk of the patient. Clearly, with also the plenary session that we will have very soon, we see that the benefit of oxaliplatin is maybe more intense when the disease is more severe. I have not shown this time the subgroup analysis for the patients with more than 4 lymph nodes, but they had more than 10% difference. The other stage 3, it's more 7%. And stage 2, it was only 3.8, 4%. Now, in patients with resected metastasis, benefit is also observed. So my trend will be to do all the treatment in the patient with a very high risk and to omit oxaliplatin earlier in the patient with a very low risk.
So do you base your decision to stop based on the subjective severity that the patient has or whether or not the symptoms?
Well, I have two other tricks. One is the clinical examination. I use tune fork. It says clearly when
really?
The tune fork disappears, it means that something is happening.
That's interesting, a tuning fork.
Yes, a very, very easy and old way to examine the patients.